Good morning, 638 News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Joining us by phone, we have John Purdy. He is a meteorologist with the National Weather Service in Mobile. John, welcome to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Good to have you. So obviously, we are all eyes on Zeta. This is a completely different kind of storm than Sally or Delta, right?
Yeah, each tropical cycle has got its own personality. Each one's going to be a little bit different in its approach, intensity, and impacts across the area. So this one is coming straight north after it exits the Yucatan Peninsula, and then we're kind of waiting and seeing as it exits out back into the South Central Gulf, you know, how much that's going to intensify. It will first encounter some warmer waters, so we do expect it to intensify back up into a hurricane pretty quickly today. And then moving to the north, eventually encountering some colder waters, but it could stay hurricane strength as it reaches the North Central Gulf Coast.
The thing about this storm that is so different to me, especially from Sally, obviously Sally just was so slow and, you know, 2-3 miles an hour, just barely moving at all. This storm, what we're hearing is that it's going to be moving at landfall maybe as much as 35 miles an hour. Is that right?
That is correct. Yeah, that's what, looking at the forecast models, we were looking at that here on the midnight shift. And once it starts approaching the North Central Gulf Coast and taking that turn to the northeast, there's an upper-level trough approaching from the west. It's really going to kick it into gear, and it's moving about 35 miles an hour, like you said, to the northeast after it makes landfall.
So it's going to be basically getting another wind is going to be pushing it along. And as my understanding, correct me anything if I'm wrong about this, what does that actually mean in terms of how this storm is going to function at or shortly after landfall? If it's already moving laterally at 35 miles an hour, what does that do in terms of surge, rain, wind speed, tornado worries, all of those kinds of things?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, unfortunately, you know, when something is moving that fast, you know, like a tornado. Tornadoes, you know, they can move fairly quick. You know, sometimes you see them down here move up to 50 miles an hour. And anything that's on the right side of that, you can pretty much tack on, you know, that extra 50 mile an hour wind onto that tornado on the right side of that tornado that's moving, and subtract 50% or 50 miles an hour off on the backside. And that's what we see with this system, with this tropical storm. As it approaches, there's going to be a much stronger wind on the eastern side. Now, we usually see that anyway, but with this, you know, forward motion being around 35 knots, the winds are really going to be, you know, picking up along the northern Gulf Coast, especially east of the center, into the western Florida Panhandle. And so there's going to be some really strong low-level winds that can mix down to the surface. So winds, I think, are going to be the main impact with this cyclone. Also, the waters are going to get really nasty. Right now, we have a high risk of rip currents, but this afternoon we're going to see some large swells approaching from the south, and they're going to come in this afternoon. So people are going to see some pretty big swells, some, you know, 5-6 foot swells moving on shore, and of course that creates high risk rip currents and high surf conditions. So very dangerous along the coast.
How much confidence? We're talking to John Purdy, the National Weather Service in Mobile, as a meteorologist. John, what I'm trying to get a grasp on is the nature of the danger. It sounds like wind is our biggest danger, but also, I mean, storm surge and, you know, and choppy, really, really badly choppy water is also going to be an issue. And again, you correct me if I'm wrong, but because of those winds on the dirty side that we're likely to be, does the speed give us a better sense that the cone is reliable? Because obviously we saw Sally move dramatically to the east and affect us when we didn't think it was going to, and then Delta moved completely out of our area and to the west. How much confidence at this point, or do we have to wait till like later today before we're going to really have a better idea of where landfall is going to be?
Yeah, the models have been really, accurate. I mean, as far as being consistent from run to run and from model to model about where it's going to go, you know, Sally and other tropical systems, when they get under these those high pressure ridges, they really don't have too much of a steering wind. So they do tend to drift around. It makes it forecasting the track a little bit more difficult, and even the intensity. This one, our confidence is pretty high on this one. Because it is a fast mover and because the steering winds have been very consistent, you know, bring it to the north and then turn to the northeast, and these models have not fluctuated very much with the track or the intensity of the system, you know, this is pretty high confidence, you know, where it's going to come along shore as it moves into southeast Mississippi and then moves across Alabama. You know, the center of the cyclone.
All right,
you know, with the impacts either side, of course.
Obviously. Hey, John, last question for you. And this is, I had a listener text me the question. It was the exact question I wanted to ask as well. So just so I understand the physics of it, if you've got a storm that's moving at 30, 35 miles an hour, and the sustained winds around that storm are, let's say for easy math, in the 70 mile an hour vicinity, does that mean that the dirty side is getting 100 miles an hour relative to the ground, and that the not dirty side, the clean side, is getting, you know, 60 miles an hour, or 50 even relative to, I guess 40, I'm doing the math wrong. Is that how this works in terms of my on-the-ground experience?
Yeah, you're definitely going to see the higher winds. It probably won't be, you know, quite that high as far as the wind gusts. Could be high. We're looking at some winds that could potentially be, you know, not too far off the surface, maybe 2,000 feet off the surface, you know, around 90 miles an hour. And those could easily mix down with a shower or an isolated thunderstorm. And yeah, you could see those on the eastern side. So you can, you know, pretty much add in a factor of higher winds, you know, with this faster storm motion.
Okay.
And that's why the faster it goes, you know, you're going to have some higher surge values too, of potential 2 to 4 feet, maybe even higher. We'll see across Florida.
Okay, so it is additive on the dirty side and subtractive to some degree on the not dirty side. And well, that's what I was concerned about, and obviously we're going to that really helps me understand what to prepare for. John, thank you so much for the time. John Purdy is a meteorologist at the National Weather Service. John, I really appreciate the work you do. I appreciate that you guys are always available for us when we have questions. Thanks for explaining some of this stuff to us today. We appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thank you for the kind comments.